Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio. For Your Information is a public affairs program, and we try to have a guest on from the community that can tell us some things about their expertise and what they do. And today I have a great pair of guests. They are with the Liberty County Housing Authority. I have Josephine Perry, and she's the chairman of the board, which is a volunteer position, and Deborah McGinnis, and that's the executive director, and that's the paid position. And do I still have both of you on the line?
Yes, you do.
Well, good. I was worried there for a minute. I heard a click, so I guess
didn't hang up on you. Don't worry.
Yeah, didn't hang up on me. Okay. I guess let's start out by y'all introducing yourselves and tell us a little bit about you, how long you've been in Liberty County, and things like that.
Okay, well, I'll start. I'm, as I said before, I'm Josephine Perry. I'm the chairman of the board for the Liberty County Housing Authority, but that's not what I do for a living. I'm a loan officer with Heritage Mortgage in Dayton. And I have been in the Liberty County area for the last 13 years. Prior to that, I was in Kingwood. So I've been in Texas for 26 years. So I have a little housing background. So I thought, somebody thought that this would make a good marriage.
That's it. I am Deborah McGinnis. I have only been in Texas, well, Liberty County, for 6 years now, but I have been in the housing industry for 27 years. So it's not something new for me. So I'm ready to take it on and help Liberty County residents.
All right. Well, welcome to Liberty County. 6 years late, you're basically, you've acclimated to East Texas, huh?
We have.
Yes.
And Josephine, you said you spent some time in Kingwood prior to being over in Liberty, so you know how things go.
I know how things go, right. I've been in Texas for 27 years, and I came as quick as I could.
Well, we're glad to have both of you here, and I'm glad to have you on the program. I guess whoever would like to kind of explain, first, probably what a housing authority is and what it does, and then what does the Liberty County Housing Authority do?
Okay, I'll do that.
There
is, in Liberty County, two different types of housing authority. We have housing assistance, which is located in Dayton, Texas, and then we have housing assistance also in Cleveland, and we have what's called Section 8. Now, on the housing assistance program, you have to live there on the property. With my program here, Section 8, the tenant gets a voucher, and they can go anywhere in Liberty County and find them a place that they qualify for. Once they find a place, they pay 30% of their income towards the rent, and then we pay the remaining amount. So that's the difference in the two. But there's a process to get the assistance. You have to first apply. And the bad thing about it is we don't have any emergency housing. There's a lot of people that need housing assistance, but they have to go through the process of the waiting period.
Okay. And now you say you have two areas, one in Dayton and one in Cleveland. You have to live on the property. I don't understand.
Well, those two agencies do not. This is Josephine. Okay. Those two agencies do not come under our jurisdiction. They are simply low-income housing, and they own apartment buildings. And the people that qualify for them have to live in one of their apartment buildings. Whereas our program, the Liberty County Housing Authority, we simply help low-income borrowers with their rent. You know, they pay a portion of it themselves, and then we pay the rest. So it's more of a help than it is a total, you know, hey, here's an apartment, move on in.
Great. I'm glad you cleared that up because I was confused.
Yeah, we don't own any property. We don't own the property. It's the difference.
Yes, and we give people vouchers. Once they qualify, we give them a voucher and say, here you go, go find a place to live. And then bring us the information about the landlord. And then we'll inspect the property to make sure that it's up to par, because we don't want anybody living in, you know, hovels. So, and once the property meets our criteria, then they can move in. They pay, it's 30% that they pay, Deborah?
Mm-hmm.
They pay 30% of the rent, and then we pay the rest.
And that, to me, that is extra helpful because, well, y'all know this probably more than anybody else. In Liberty County, housing is kind of spread out.
Yes, it is.
And you never can tell if you're going to get something, you know, come up in the same area. It's all right if it's out in the county in general. You don't have to be in any of the cities that way, right?
No, not in a particular city. It just has to be within Liberty County.
Within Liberty County.
And we would also like to take this time to invite any homeowners that would like to put their houses on the program, if they're interested, to call the office and get the information they need.
Because we're always looking for more landlords.
Okay.
But we don't have enough housing for all the people on our program. So we're always looking for more landlords who would like, you know, a guarantee that they're going to get their rent on time. It's not a bad deal.
No, that sounds like a good opportunity for the homeowners as well as the people that occupy it.
And, right.
And just to get that straight, what kind of criteria does the land or property owners have to meet?
Well, they have to provide proof of ownership. And once they provide proof of ownership and the house is inspected, the unit is inspected and it passed housing quality standards, and that's it. And we have to have, fill out the normal IRS forms to get the right paperwork done.
And we're speaking with Deborah McGinnis,
yes,
Executive Director of the Liberty County Housing Authority, and Josephine Perry, who's the Chairman of the Board. It's with volunteer effort. And let's speak on that just for a moment. How many people are on the board?
Oh, we have a small board. We only have a board of normally five people. Right now we're one person short, so now we only have four people. But that's okay. It makes the meetings go fast.
How does one get to be on the board?
You can volunteer. Call your commissioner. Yeah, we're appointed by commissioners. So if there's anybody who would like to be on the board, call your local commissioner and they can put your name in.
Okay, that makes sense. So the county commissioners?
Yeah, county commissioners.
And for everybody out there listening, if you're in another county, do they all work about the same way, the housing authorities?
Yes, they do.
So if you're in another county and you're listening to this, you can probably contact your county commissioner or the commissioner's court, and you can get more information about that. Back to the property and homeowners, what is it, a variation of homes? Is it everything from like an efficiency apartment all the way to a four-bedroom, or how does it, what is the scope of the property need to be?
Yes, it can be anywhere from, like you say, efficiency to a four-bedroom. The rule is two people per bedroom. So
if you have a family of two, you can't have a four-bedroom house.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it has to be, you know, two people per bedroom. So if you have a family, you know, a mom and a dad with four children, then, of course, you know, you can get a three-bedroom house with that. So it really depends upon the family size. Of course, the family has to have an income of some sort, whether it's from public assistance or whether it's from, you know, disability or whether it's a job. They have to have an income because they have to pay a portion of that rent themselves.
If someone wanted to contact you, and we're going to, folks, get out your pencils and papers or whatever, because we're going to get these ladies to give us their contact information, and we'll try to do that a couple of three times during the program. So if you don't mind, can you tell the folks how they can contact y'all?
Okay, they can contact the Housing Authority. It's Liberty County Housing Authority at 936-336-4558 at extension 4. And we are located at the County Annex Building, the same place you get your driving license. It's 2103 Cos Street, COS, room 103, Liberty, Texas, 77575. Again, this is Deborah McGinnis, the Executive Director.
All right, and the people can contact you, and we'll talk about how people qualify and things like that in a minute. I want to go ahead and talk a little bit more for the property owners. I guess it doesn't matter if it's like an apartment or a duplex or a standalone house, right?
Correct. We have a lot of apartment complexes on the program. We have some single owners, homeowners. It could be a mobile home. I think we may have one efficiency right now. But as long as you can prove that it is your property and you're current on the taxes, so it can be on the program.
Okay. And so the property owners, they would contact you to the same information, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the people that would use your service, I guess the first question is, what do they do? Is it like just contact you and you jot their name down, or do you have a list, or do you they have to qualify? Kind of explain things.
Okay, the process is they would have to come into our office and actually pick up an application. We take applications on Mondays and Tuesdays between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. They can fill it out right there and turn it back in. But when they turn it in, they have to have proof of income, Social Security card, birth certificate, and picture ID on everyone in the household. And we take that information. They have to pass a criminal background check. They have to meet the income guidelines. So we have a set number that's set by HUD according to the number of people in the household. And they can't be over that limit. And it's that information that is given to them on the application. And then they're placed on the waiting list. And then we pull by date and time. And we also have preferences. We do our elderly, disabled, and handicapped first. And we have a preference after that for veterans. And then working families living in Liberty County. And then everybody else. So we put them in on the waiting list, date and time order. And as the funds are available from HUD, we assist those families that qualify.
And we are speaking with Josephine Perry, who's the chairman of the board for the Liberty County.
No, that was Deborah McGinnis.
I know, but I'm just telling everybody who's talking. I'm sorry. We're speaking with Josephine Perry. She's the chairman of the board for the Liberty County Housing Authority, and Deborah McGinnis, and she's the executive director, and she was the one just speaking. I'm sorry. I've got to say that because we don't have a way to put up a name tag in front of you.
Okay, no problem.
It's just identifying you to the listeners.
I just want people to know that Deborah is the one that runs the Housing Authority. She's the almighty knowledgeable one. I just talk a lot.
She's the one that does all the work, huh?
Right, absolutely. Without her, we'd be lost.
I understand. I guess the first thing that comes to mind is who uses your service. I mean, you said that you had an order in which you apply it, but what kind of people or how do these people come to you? What brings them to the housing authority?
Well, I guess I would say life, because everybody, come with different situations. Some with job loss or decrease in income or a loss of a family member. We have some homeless. So any situation is different.
And we probably have some people that are just recently divorced that used to have two incomes. Now they only have one. There's many things that make people's lives change. And, you know, when it changes for the worst, give us a call and let's see if we can help you. You know, we're here to help the general population of Liberty County that is low income and needs some help with housing, whether it's in the current home that you already occupy or whether you are looking for a place to live and you need some help with the financial part of it. That's where we come in. We can't help everyone because we only have limited funds and limited, you know, HUD only allows us to help so many people. But we try our very best to help as many people as we possibly can. That's our goal.
And that was one of the things I was getting at. You have so many different things that could have happened to someone to put them in a position of needing a place. A lot of these people are, you know, kind of surprised that they're in that situation, I would
think.
And they're kind of lost. They don't know what to do or what's available.
Right.
And when people like that call you, do you all kind of explain the situation? An example would be someone in a divorce and having all of a sudden a lot less money coming in. Do you kind of guide them through situations? Because, some people, it's a surprise that they're needing assistance.
Yes, we explain the program to them and tell them what we can do to help them. And if they're in a situation where they can't wait or go through the process, and that's a big misconception that, you know, most people think they could just walk in and get a voucher and get a place and, you know, we could pay the rent right then. But we have to follow the rules. So we explain to them that they have to be placed on the waiting list. But if they're in situations where they need help, you know, right then, we do refer them to other housing authorities or other apartment complex that are income based, and they do their own subsidizing. So we kind of, you know, help them along the way.
And if someone, once again, I'll take the divorce situation, if there's children involved and things like that, does a family situation or where young people are involved, does that move them up the pecking order, for lack of a better term?
No, our preferences are the elderly first.
Okay.
Yeah, and then our veterans.
Okay, so I guess a lot of it depends. You have to spread your money out as best you can, too, I would imagine.
Correct.
You have a number of different people with different situations. If someone needed your assistance, like you said, it's not an automatic thing. You've mentioned a waiting list a few times. Can you explain to us how that operates, how the waiting list works?
Well, once they put in the application, they're placed on the waiting list in date and time order and according to the preference that they're claiming. And the preference is the category that we give, like I mentioned, elderly, disabled, and handicapped, which is anyone that's 62 or older, that's receiving disability or that's claiming a disability. And then we have our veterans and working people that's living in Liberty County. and then all others. All others would be the people that receive only TANF or people that receive just child support. So they're placed on that list, and they have to sit on that list until HUD lets us know, you know, that they have more funds available. And when, or if someone moves out, and that's where I have to juggle the numbers and keep up with. If I know somebody has given their 30-day notice for whatever reason, and they're going to move out, I know that I can put somebody else in. So I have to pick the person that's at the top of the waiting list and bring them in, and they go through what we call a briefing. And that's where we tell them all, explain all the rules and regulations of housing. And we provide them with a list of apartments and landlords that we already deal with, and try to help them find a place then. But to watch the numbers is a big thing, and that's how we pull them from the waiting list. So they kind of just sit there until we can have the funds to pay the rent.
That makes sense. And we are speaking with Deborah McGinnis. She is executive director, and Josephine Perry, who is the chairman of the board for the Liberty County Housing Authority. And this is based in Conroe. This is based in Liberty, which is the county seat.
Yes.
If you don't mind, once again, give the contact information. So folks, your pen and paper here.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
You can reach me, Deborah McGinnis, at the Liberty County Housing Authority at 2103 Cause Street, room 103, Liberty, Texas, 77575, and my phone number is 936-336-4558, extension 4, and our office hours are Monday through Wednesday, 8 to 5, Thursday and Fridays is appointments only. We take applications and give applications out on Mondays and Tuesdays only between 9 and 3.
All right. And if you don't mind, for those folks that are out in Liberty County that may not be familiar with the city of Liberty, about where is the annex located?
Well, we're off of Main Street. That's the best I could tell them. And if they can get to Liberty.
Pretty close. I mean, Liberty is, as you probably well know, not a very big town. If you just go up Main Street, and Cost Street is one block or two blocks over from Main Street. So if you just take Main and cross on over to Cost, same place where people go to get their driver's license. Most everybody knows where you go to get your driver's license renewed.
And that would be within a couple of blocks of the county courthouse, right?
It's at the same building where you get your driver's license renewed.
Yes, ma'am. But I was talking about people that may be from Targington or...
Okay. If they could just get to Liberty, that y'all get to Dayton or Cleveland and call the office, and we'll try our best.
There you go. How about a website? Do you have a website, or is it just...
No. Sorry, we don't have a website.
I do know you can get some information if you go to the county website, right?
Website, but the housing authority don't have its own website.
Good. Okay, that's good. You can get the telephone number if you didn't get it written down. Go to the Liberty County website and look for the housing authority link, and they'll have the telephone numbers. So we want to be able to make sure they know how to get a hold of you.
Yes.
I guess the one of the things that people would like to know about the housing authority is when the people put that information in or put their application in, how long is it? The waiting list is kind of variable. The time you're on it could vary from month and year to year, right? It changes constantly.
Correct. Our longest wait has been anywhere from a year to 2 years. And then at the same time, we've been at a point where we've had a turnaround of less than a month. So it just depends on the situation and the circumstances of the funding at the time.
And that's what we need people to understand. It would be nice if, you know, you come in and fill out the paperwork and voila, you know, we got a place for you.
Right.
But it doesn't work like that, does
right.
it? And people need to understand that there's only so much funds available. A couple of times you've mentioned Liberty County. Now, that they are in Liberty County, don't they have to be residents of Liberty County to apply for this?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Anyone can apply. We can't turn you down from applying. And we have what's called, well, HUD has what's called portability, and that's where you can transfer to another jurisdiction. So, but that housing authority would have to be willing to accept your voucher.
Oh, okay.
So the best thing to do, even though it's a waiting period, would be to put in an application and wait. It would be worth the wait. Like I said, the longest time we've had is 1 to 2 years. And somehow, some of the more larger housing authorities have like a 10-year waiting period.
And I would imagine the people, you know, they really need to try to have a place that they can stay prior, or if they have a feeling something is going wrong, they need to put their application in as early as possible, right?
Correct. And the best thing to do is to call. Like right now, the waiting list is open. They can come in and put in an application. But we will be closing the waiting list, so the best thing for them to do is to call and, you know, make sure the waiting list is open. Because it's no use in having it open and continually put people on the waiting list when we can't house them.
Well, that makes sense. You can't have a huge list building up and nobody would ever get a
right.
You know, take forever to get a place. We've got about 4 more minutes. Is there something I'm forgetting to ask that you think the people need to be informed of?
No, we're here to help the people of Liberty County. So, you know, if somebody feels that they have a need for us, you know, please come in and visit us or call us.
And once again, since we're kind of getting ready to close out the program, provide your contact information. And once again, let me say this before you do that. We're speaking with Deborah McGinnis, Executive Director, and Josephine Perry, the Chairman of the Board for the Liberty County Housing Authority. Now, if y'all don't mind giving the contact information one more time.
Sure. You can call the Housing Authority at 936-336-4558 at extension 4. The address is 2103 Cos Street, that's COS, room 103, Liberty, Texas, 77575.
And one thing I want to maybe remind folks of, because I was kind of surprised about that information, if you're a property owner, you need to contact the housing authority if you want to be involved in it, right?
Right, if you want to lease, if you want to put your house on our program. We're always looking for landlords. It's a wonderful way to get some guaranteed income on your property. You know, if you just rent to an individual, you just have to cross your fingers at the end of each month and hope they pay. At least if you're doing it through us, then you will be guaranteed income every month.
Well, I thank y'all both for being my guests today.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
You provided a lot of good information for folks.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that wraps up for your information here on Cox Radio. Picker, pick up that flat top and take us on home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.